Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier. On today, we have a great guest from Tennessee Tech. We have Amberine Siraj. Dr. Siraj is the chair for cybersecurity programs at Tennessee Tech. And also several other things to her credit. And I could not even go through the list. I'll let her talk. But among some that we're going to talk about here is she is the founder for Women in Cybersecurity, kind of the international movement that has grown beyond its borders. We were going to have a conference here in Denver this year with, I think, 1,500 attendees, so, and got canceled because of the coronavirus here, but we'll see how that works out later. But Amberine, welcome, and thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me, Christopher.
Yes, and it is a pleasure to have you on. Somebody and going through your CV, there's so many research projects that are attributed to you, things that you've started, this Foundation for Women in Cyber, what you do there at Tennessee Tech. But I want to hear, and our listeners want to hear from you, give us your background and how you got to this position where you are, and, you know, especially comment on what was your thoughts for founding that Women in Cyber.
So, I am a professor in computer science at Tennessee Tech. Not the chair, but professor, and I founded our Cybersecurity Education Research and Outreach Center here at Tennessee Tech. So I am the director of the center as well. So, I did my PhD in computer science and cybersecurity 2006 from Mississippi State University. And since then, I have been here at Tennessee Tech, and I love it here. And as you mentioned, among one of my many projects was this Women in Cybersecurity Initiative, which we wrote a grant proposal to National Science Foundation in 2012 in collaboration with University of Memphis and Jackson State Community College. And that's how this broadening participation for Women in Cybersecurity Initiative started. And with the success of this initiative and how it became a big community, I founded the organization in late 2017, and it has been in operation since then, I think in, 2 years. So it's a relatively new organization, and we have around 6,000 members, and it has a lot of activities. One of them is the Women in Cybersecurity Conference that you just mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah, and that got a lot of attention and sponsorship and everything here in Denver when you started it, announced it for this year, and a good friend of both of ours, Gretchen Bliss, was organizing that locally here. We were just disappointed to find out, I think just last week, that it had been kind of postponed or canceled for now indefinitely from the coronavirus. But we hope that can come back around and come back to Denver, maybe either next year or another cycle.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely will. We had around We were expecting 1,700 people coming to that conference. And among the registered conference attendees, half of them are going to be students. And they were coming from all over across USA. Mm-hmm. Other half of the attendees were professionals, and they were also coming from all over USA, even some international attendees. But I think we had around 120 companies that were going to participate in the big career fair that we were going to host at the conference. But, you know, I think due to the current situation, we had to cancel it for the, you know, for the good of the community.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back and hear from our sponsors right back in a minute.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to New Cyber Frontier. Today, talking to Dr. Ambreen Siraj. Before the break, we were talking about the Women in Cybersecurity Conference and kind of the disappointment around having to cancel that. But along with a lot of other community events are feeling disappointment, so we're not going to claim too much malcontent just for that one show. It's really across the community, and we hope that everybody comes out through this okay not too much negative impact on our culture in general. But another thing we wanted to talk about was your Cybersecurity Education Research and Outreach Center. Tell us about that organization and what its mission is, what you do there.
So the mission of the education in cybersecurity actually comes from our department, which is Computer Science Department. We have an undergraduate program for cybersecurity, a graduate program. Our undergraduate program has increased four times in just 3 years. And like every other computer science department in the nation, we are seeing a big boom in enrollment. And I think majority of our computer science students are in cybersecurity concentration. And so this center, what we try to do is we try to help our university, our community, our state, even our nation in workforce development initiatives in cybersecurity. So our projects span all across, you know, workforce development, education, outreach, and research. So we have a lot of different initiatives going on that are contributing locally, regionally, and even nationally.
Interesting. What kind of research are you focused in on the research side?
So we have a group of faculty that are doing research in many different areas. Did you want me to talk about just my research?
Actually, just give us the highlights, even some other areas that might be big there that students listening might want to go there and know what to expect.
Oh, sure. I would love to. Thank you for the opportunity. So we do, our faculty and me, we do research in cyber physical system security, malware research, a lot of data analytics, applying machine learning, data mining to solve cyber problems. You know, we have faculty that are also doing research in blockchain, not me personally. Right now I have couple of students. One of them is looking at covert channel detection, coming up with new ways to communicate covertly and also how to detect them I have a student that's working on darknet, how to identify vendors in darknet, analyzing their store information. I have a student who is working on solving occupancy detection problem with smart meters. So looking at how to preserve privacy with energy consumption data. Another student of mine is working on a ransomware, how to detect ransomware early and how to prevent damage from ransomware. So these are just a few of the projects that I'm working on.
Yeah, you have a local there, Electric Power Research Institute, I think in Knoxville. Do you do a lot of power systems engineering and research with them?
We have in the past. One of our PhD students is actually joining EPRI this semester after he's graduating next month as one of their research scientists. So we plan to work with them more in future.
Yeah, we were talking before the show. I spent a couple years in Tennessee and definitely love that area that you're in there. It's a beautiful area in the East Coast there.
It is.
Yeah, in the Smoky Mountains.
It's. If you haven't been to Tennessee, anyone listening, you should come here. It's mountains, lakes, waterfalls, trees, so much green, and it's really, really pretty. And people here are very nice. I don't know if you heard about the recent tornadoes that happened.
Tennessee. Nashville, they were really bad there, huh?
No, actually, it was in Cookeville, which is our college town.
Oh, wow.
And Nashville and Cookeville, but the most of the deaths occurred in Cookeville. And because of that incident, I mean, this is a volunteer state. That's what people know Tennessee for, volunteer state. And the second day of the tornado, there were so many, you know, just to give you an example, our small college town has 30,000 people. The next day to help, there were 15,000 volunteers that signed up. So it's just a great, strong community. And, you know, it's great to live here. And I love Tennessee Tech, especially because of our students.
Yeah. You know, I remember that another thing that was a benefit there, Tennessee doesn't have a state tax. It was one of the four or five states that's that way. And it definitely lent us some benefits when I lived there for a while.
Yes. And, you know, we are the best overall cybersecurity program in Tennessee. You can look us up.
Yeah. I mean, how big is your cybersecurity program? How many students do you have that are in that?
So we have our computer science program is around 560 or 80 majors. And then our cybersecurity program is around 300 undergraduates. We also have the largest cyber core program. I don't know if you know about that. The SFS Scholarship for Service, which is a federal grant program that provide students very good scholarship to go to school to study cybersecurity. And we also have the Department of Defense Cybersecurity Scholarship Program. So we are one of the few schools in the nation that has both of these programs.
Yeah, definitely there's some great places for there's great money to be had, some scholarship money in cybersecurity across the board. I know at University of Colorado, where I support under a contract there, they have more money for scholarships in cybersecurity than they have students. And they end up going into the general scholarship fund, and students that are not even cybersecurity majors benefit from it as well. But it's just that's the nature of the game right now. We need more people, and there's enough scholarship money across in many universities. It's a matter of getting the interest. So that's the thing that I think your Women in Cyber is really a good supporter for as well.
And, you know, the reason I started that initiative, Women in Cyber, was lack of diversity in cybersecurity. At that time, women represented only 11% in cybersecurity workforce. Personally, me, you know, when I was a grad student and when I started teaching, even in my classroom, I was the only woman in the room. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do something about it because I didn't understand why it kept happening.
Yeah.
Because obviously I love cybersecurity and what it, the subject matter, you know, there's so much opportunities in cyber. And to me, the problem was that the word just wasn't out there, that people didn't know how much opportunities are there in cyber and what cybersecurity really means, that it's more than just hacking, that how much societal impact cybersecurity has in everyone's life.
Yeah.
So that's why the initiative came about, to create a community, showcase role models, scientists, share knowledge, experience, so that others are inspired to get in the field.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break here from our sponsors. We'll be right back in a minute.
Security Services are your cybersecurity experts with decades of experience providing professional training services for our clients in various industries. We offer professional training and certification in areas of cybersecurity, safety, health, and environmental services at our academy. Our in-person and online training provides a collaborative environment where students can interact directly with instructors through live chats or in private classrooms. Visit MurraySecurityServices.com for more information.
Welcome back to New Cyber Frontier. On today, talking to Dr. Ambreen Siraj, and the founder of Women in Cybersecurity. And before the break, you were talking about why that you started that, and you had mentioned that 11% women in the cybersecurity industry. I don't know where you got that figure, because that sounds way high to me from my experience. Maybe in the last couple of years, it's gone up, but.
It has gone up. Now it's between 20 to 24, according to the recent reports.
Yeah. I remember days back in, we'll say back in the early 2000s, sitting in conferences, and there wasn't one female in any of the cybersecurity conferences. Of course, I was in some of the cryptography and, you know, mathematic heavy areas, but I remember there not being any.
It's not just because of what you mentioned. It was the same thing everywhere. It's not that, you know, we have so many wonderful women cybersecurity professionals out there. It's just, of course, we don't have enough, but the ones that are out there, we don't, I feel like we don't, they don't get spotlight as often that they should. And that's why we created this platform. We have a speaker bureau through the conference, through all the activities that we do. We try to highlight there are so many accomplished, wonderful cybersecurity professionals out there that happens to be women, and we want to highlight them so that others others can see themselves doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So what's the plan for that? What can we see in the future as that organization matures?
So we have a lot of different things that we are doing. We have student chapters. In 2 years, there are more than around 90 student chapters across 90 different college campuses. There are professional affiliates, so these are local groups of security professionals coming together to do different things in cyber locally. We have speaker bureau, we have virtual career fair, we have a year-long job board where our members, whether they're students or professionals looking for other opportunities, they can submit resumes, and we have our partners always looking into that pool, trying to find fit for their organization. We have a veterans program that we just launched last year, where we are trying to empower female veterans to transition into cybersecurity field. You know, these are just some of the things we are doing. There are other things that we are trying to do. You know, this is a volunteer-run organization. We have only one full-time employee, and most of what we do are run by volunteers. So it is, you know, it's community-driven. It's a tribe. And what makes it a success is the community, that how they're vested in this and how they're engaged in this community and how they want to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And is there anything, I always ask, is there anything that you could use our listeners' help from? How can they get involved? You know, what would you tell them, and who should reach out to you?
So, you know, to get involved with our organization, all they have to do is Google Women in Cybersecurity. That should be the first link. So WICYS, WICYS. And we are very inclusive. Anyone can join the organization who are aspiring to be in cybersecurity, are already in cybersecurity. You don't have to be a woman in cybersecurity to join. But the goal is to support women in cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. We, in fact, have an ally cohort where we have people who want to help this community and who want to support diversity and inclusion. They can join that community. We also have a community forum that we are also in the process of revamping. But the community forum provides a way for members to engage with each other. We have different interest subgroups and, you know, other ways that they can share information with each other. But if you go to the website, there is a you'll see join WICYS, and that way they can join as a member. If there are companies that are listening, I would request that you reach out to us, and we can work with you to see, you know, what is your interest in diversity and inclusion, and how you want to be part of the conversation. So whatever you are vested in, like, for example, if you're an organization who want to help veterans, then maybe we can work with you on our veteran assistance program. If you're an organization who are interested in the pipeline problem, then we can work with you looking into initiatives where we can broaden the pipeline of cybersecurity, especially for underrepresented groups. So there are different ways. It depends on organization and individuals. Everyone is welcome. And we are really a grassroots organization, and our administrative overhead is very thin. And everything that comes to the organization goes back to the community.
Well, good. It's glad to hear that. And I was glad to hear that even, I thought it was just women, but I guess you have men that are members as well, and anybody,
yes,
I guess.
A very, very small portion, but yes, we have men that are members as well.
Okay, is that a limited, you keep it to a certain percentage type of thing, or?
No, we don't do any cap or anything. I think, you know, if you're a man and you stumble on this website, I think they don't feel comfortable signing up because they don't identify themselves as women in cybersecurity. But it's not like if you sign up, we are going to stop you. We actually welcome everyone because we are a big champion of the fact that diversity makes things better. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to be a community of just homogeneous minded people. I mean, more different people from different background, it just makes things better for us.
Well, definitely. Well, thanks for joining on today. Is there anything else you wanted to get out to our listener base or our community about any of the other efforts or things you could use support with?
Well, you know, we talked about the Denver conference that got canceled, but we are planning a virtual summit like many other events that are going virtual. We are also going virtual, and our website will have that information shortly about when that will happen. So we hope that more people, even if you were not registered to come to the conference, you'll find a way to join us for the virtual summit. That will happen in next month, most likely.
All right. Well, good to hear that. And then maybe we'll try to jump on there as well. But thanks for joining today, Embreen. It was definitely a pleasure to have you. And we'll look forward to reaching out, work with your organization, maybe having you guys back on again to hear an update.
Thank you so much, Christopher, for having me and giving us time to talk about our program at Tennessee Tech and the Women in Cybersecurity Initiative. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert. Just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.